from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It's time now for an Ask Brian Anything at 877-881-1053. His training camp coverage in Oxnard, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. From grain to glass, segments brought to you by Cars for Kid. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Okay, let's start it off with something light. Can Brian tell me the best meat for some good Texas chili?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, when I look at things, when it comes to, I always like to grind my own meat when, you know, and like I said, really? To me, you could take brisket and you could also take like steak and put it together. But I think that anything with really some high fat content, I know everybody talks about 80-20. Yeah, I'm kind of like, yeah, people do not want to grind steaks. But I'm totally okay with it. But I think brisket does really, really well too, myself.
Do you think anybody in the NFL would give anything for Trey Lance right now if the Cowboys tried to move him, Brian? How did he do today?
You know, it wasn't anything spectacular from Trey Lance today. I don't feel like that, you know, people would probably not offer anything for Trey Lance, would be my guess.
Okay.
But, you know, that's because of the contract situation. I just don't see Dallas not keeping him on the roster because of the guaranteed money he has. You know, I don't see them like getting rid of him and all of a sudden they've got to pay $5 million, you know? So I kind of feel like that he's going to be on this roster.
How'd Cooper Beebe do?
Cooper Beebe was fine today. There were a couple of different times where he was actually running with the ones, and that when they asked him to the one-on-one stuff, I thought he was pretty good at. There were a couple of times where in the run game stuff where he had to get his head across and get his man, kind of try and cut his man off, he was able to do that. So I think and the snaps looked fine. I think overall that was a pretty positive step in the right direction for him.
Okay, the 214 says, I want to question what Brada says about Guyton verse, because apparently he was looking at a pancake block and some other good reps from Guyton today against the Rams pass rush. What would you say to that challenge, Brian?
Well, I'll tell you what, early in the practice, and again, I'm on two different fields, okay? And so the early part of practice, when they went team moved the ball, he got whiffed like two times is what I saw. And then there was another time they ran around. Now, I get to watch the tape again tonight and kind of figure that out. But Verse had a damn good day. I'll challenge you on that. But the thing with Guyton, I saw there were two different times, and Guyton didn't finish the practice. And that's what I've got to try and figure out here.
Oh,
what happened.
Wow.
What happened, because they were running. Now, maybe it's a situation that they, you know, he was kind of got a little wore down because of the sickness and stuff like that, or what he was dealing with. But the early part of that practice, that Guyton was having his troubles with verse.
Yeah, it's just a few of the clips that have come out, which is all we can really consume. But it did look like he got him. But Verse was talking out there. It seemed like Verse was chirping, and Guyton ends up pancaking him a couple of times. But against Josh Ball, Verse was working him. Josh Ball did not stand a chance in some of these drills, it looked like.
Yeah, they were. The thing with Verse is he's so long and such a good athlete that he could put problems. I mean, he could create pressure. And there was times, like I say, in the practice where I was watching it and I'm going, okay, you've got to just set better. Or you've got to try and find in the running game. They tried to run the ball to his side. And, you know, that Verse was able to kind of control the block and then make the play. I just – watching him practice, I should have graded him higher, to be honest with you. First-round grade on the guy. But I think he got picked 17th overall.
Yeah.
He's a much better player than that. He's going to be a problem in this league.
Why Guyton and not Tyler Smith at left tackle as the 4-6-9? I think that's just because Smith's so great at guard, and that's kind of how the draft fell to him, right?
Right. That's exactly how it is. Yep.
Okay. Have you seen enough to get a feeling on could the defense be better this year than it was because of their schematic changes, playing a little bit safer?
Defense could be better if – there's a couple things. And Diggs got to practice today, which I thought was a good thing. You know, he had an interception late in the practice. There were a couple of times where he got carried on routes up the field and across that he was able to cover. How they play at corner, I think, is going to tell you a lot. The safety, the linebacker play. We always keep talking about the defensive tackles. That's something that I think, to me, that's going to be the biggest question mark. They've got to figure out that rotation. They've got to figure out if Mozzie Smith can actually play. That's something that they have to figure out. I mean, Osa, the backups, whatever happens at one technique, I think will dictate. There's probably a couple of different areas that they're looking at. I would say they're probably looking at the defensive tackle spot. They're looking at the edge, potentially. And then now they're going to have to look at some offensive tackles because some of their guys are banged up and they don't have the depth there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thin group there, defensive tackle and offensive tackle. Twolos want to know about the linebackers, how the linebacking group look.
Linebackers were fine today. It was a much better day for Leofau. There were a couple of times when they tried to run the ball on him where he was where he needed to be. He wasn't guessing on some of the reps like he was in the game. But I'm trying to figure out while I was talking to him, trying to figure out with the deal with Overshown. I'm hearing it's a bruise.
Yes.
But I'm trying to see. Did someone report it already what it is?
No. I'm just really excited.
Okay, it's a bruise.
It's a bruise.
Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out if it is exactly a hip bruise. And so here I am. I'm sorry. I'm trying to kind of do three things at once here. But yeah, the linebackers overall, I felt like played a little bit better today than what we saw, especially the backup linebackers I thought were a little bit better today. I did notice Buddy Johnson, the linebacker, number 57, a couple of different times. They tried to run the ball to the outside, and he was able to get outside and make a play. That they were a little bit more active, and especially, like I say, I was trying to keep an eye on Leofau and seeing how he was going to play.
Kendricks compared to Leighton Vander Esch, did we get an upgrade there? Still young enough to be awesome?
Well, you've got to, like I say, the thing, they're both guys that tackle really, really well. Yeah. That's the thing. I think if you ask me who plays better in pass coverage, I would probably say that it's probably Kendricks is where I would guess. But, yeah, this, there's so much uncertainty with the injury history there with Leighton Vander Esch that you were like, well, you just never know what play he's going to go out on. But yeah, now he's retired and all that. You got a guy, I think, that the way that Kendricks gets the ball, the way he plays pass defense, I think you got a little bit better there.
Curious about the pass catchers today. Anybody stand out to you?
No, not at all.
How about
did they stand out in a bad way?
Well, to me, like I said, the offense didn't really move the ball today. They had troubles with the Rams, like with when the portions I was watching, And there was a couple of different times that Dak was under pressure the whole day today.
Okay.
So he was constantly moving and constantly having to throw.
Were they bringing heat? Were they blitzing?
It was just normal pass rush.
Wow.
It was normal pass rush. And I was surprised of how, like, when they practiced last time against the Rams, they were able to set the pocket and make some throws.
Mm-hmm.
Today, they didn't get that job done. They didn't do a very good job of handling this, the front of the Rams. I mean, you could watch, like I say, if you're watching the practices and watching the clip, you could see Dak is constantly on the move. There was a couple of times he tried.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Had to throw the ball. He couldn't get the ball to Brooks. You know, they were trying to get down in the red zone. They were working in the red zone. He was constantly on the move. You know, and he couldn't get the ball to Cooks. You know, had to throw the ball throw it away a couple of different times. I didn't think it was just particularly a very good offensive day overall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I can't sit there and say, Billy Johnson had a really good day today. Oh, Brooks had a really good day today. I didn't feel like the offense was very good at all. And I guarantee you when they watch the tape, they're going to see that.
Yeah, that certainly sucks. I mean, we can't be super surprised when we have that at the top of our list coming into training camp and into the season. How good can your offensive line be?
Yeah.
And if they, I mean, it well, sucks that they have like an entire practice where they're basically getting bullied.
Well, the left side, because what happens is you've got Bass in there playing for Martin. You got a rookie that's playing at left tackle.
Yeah.
And you got a rookie that's playing at center. So, yeah, it's going to, and then Steele occasionally breaks down. So, yeah, I mean, it was one of those practices where I didn't, you know, they move the ball. I didn't see Cowboys moving the ball today. That's what I didn't see.
Yeah, you see, like, Beebe looks like he's holding on, making a good block, and then Bass gets run over on a clip here. And as soon as Guyton comes out, it just seems like practice is completely ruined because Bass can't hold up, Bostic can't hold up, then he gets hurt.
Yeah.
And I guess Nick Harris is reporting that, according to Stephen Jones, they are bringing in an offensive tackle, Cole Cabral, who is of Arizona State. He's played 1 year, I think, spent time with the Cardinals. But they just need some bodies right now at tackle. I mean, they've really got no depth with Chuma Adoga hurt behind Tyler Guyton.
I got to figure out why Guyton came out of the game. And, you know, because like you said, at the very end, they even tried to put Awesome Richards out there at tackle. He got beat a couple of different times. Then they tried Bostic. Then he got hurt. So, yeah, today was a train wreck for this offense.
Okay, the 214 asks, is there any status on getting defensive tackle help? And I want to ask you if you think it's possible that they release Huggins after he threw this Rams coach down.
I don't know if they'll release him, but there's three positions that I'm kind of looking at. You know, I still believe, you know, the running back situation. You got Deuce Vaughn. Actually, Deuce Vaughn today had a good blitz pickup. You know, one of the few plays down in the red zone where they actually had some success. But yeah, you know, the running back room is something I'm looking at. The defensive tackle room is something I'm looking at right now. You know, and maybe even the edge. You know, depending on what happens with, you know, they're trying to move now. Fajoco's now playing as an end. You know, they're also trying Golston as an end. So they might be hunting. They're clearly going to be hunting defensive tackles and maybe even defensive ends here, you know, at the waiver wire. So, you know, we'll see how that goes forward.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.